You said earlier that it was the songs that make this album so special. Let's talk a little bit about the first single, Criminal. Mm-hmm. How was it written? Is there a story behind it? What do you think makes that song special?
That's funny. Because you'll never believe this, but the chorus of that song originally, man, even though when you listen to the song and, you know, you kind of get a vibe of what that song's about, the chorus necessarily wasn't originally about the chorus. I have a 4-year-old son that is in love with Taylor Swift, and if I say the name too loud, he's going to hear me in the door and run in here right now and say, "Did you say Taylor Swift?" But, yeah, he says Swiss, not Swift. But he's in love with her, you know, a rock dad. I want to get him into things like Foo Fighters, Thrice, you know, he's kind of the dad loves, and I'll play those in the car when we're driving around. He always has to listen to Taylor, so I'd always be like, "Dude, no, come on, man, just listen to Foo Fighters." But when I'm not around him, Taylor Swift is one of the artists on my iPhone that I will find myself driving around and listening to. So really, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, "You're making me a criminal." It's like, I'm doing what I'm preaching not to do. I'm breaking the laws here that I'm setting forth with my own son because of the songwriting that you have on your albums. You know, I will be the first to say I am a Taylor Swift fan. So that's kind of where the idea of that came with. You know, at songwriting, though, I've never been the one to limit myself with a song can only mean one thing. You know, we've had plenty of songs in the past where, you know, maybe a part here was written about something I was going through in my life here, and then, you know, another part of the song was something totally different, but it worked together. And, you know, when you listen to the rest of that song, I think you kind of get an idea of that just being a song about, cool, like, you're a chick, I'm a dude, or hell. If it's a dude and another dude, or a chick and another chick, it's like, you know, let's procreate here. So in layman's terms, really, it's just, we've never been a band to have a song that's really about that. So it was cool when it turned into that, to know where that song was, you know, where it came from, where the original birthing point of that chorus was, at least, you know, lyrically, and then to turn into what it turned into, and something that I think a lot more people are going to probably be able to connect with than a story like, you know, "Well, my son was listening to Taylor Swift, and I told him he couldn't, but then I'm listening to it when he's not around." You know what I mean? So, but yeah, Eric Bass, actually, from Shinedown, bass player from Shinedown, we worked with him on that song, and I actually co-wrote that song with him, and it just turned into one of those things when I had that chorus. He naturally, I think, heard one thing, and you know, we went more in that direction with it. And it's fun to explain that, though. You're the first, I think, that I've sat here and explained what that song was originally derived from. So,
nice.
I mean, I'm sure that you had no idea that it could ever come from something like that. So,
yeah, absolutely. That. Yeah, that was definitely the surprise of the interview so far.